I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear.
Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Chintel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Write to us at Gethsemane Baptist Church, 411 Blue Ridge Street, Lynchburg, Virginia, 24501. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you'll come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, Then Came the Morning. And then part three of Pastor Duck's message from Stewarding Life series called Stewarding Trials from 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 through 10.
We all walked away, there was nothing to say. They had just lost their dearest friend. All that he said, now he was dead. So this was the way it would end. The dreams they had dreamed, they were not what they seemed. Now that he was dead and gone, the guard in the jail, the hammer, the nails, could a night be so long? Then came the morning, night turned into day. The snow was rolled away, hope rose with the dawn. The wedding, the water, the wine. Now it was done, they had taken her son, wasted before his time. She knew it was true, she'd watched him die too. She heard them call him just a man. But deep in her heart, she knew from the start, somehow her son would live again. Then came the morning, night turned into day. The stone was rolled away.
and even He does good things in bad times. Hallelujah. I'm glad I got a God who's always there and is on my side and will bring me through whatever I face. But there are other days we don't understand why difficulties come to our life, why it knocked on my door, why it arrived in my place of living. You know, if you're going to steward today your trials correctly, we've got to learn today to receive them with a yieldedness unto the Lord. We don't have to sit and say, why me, Lord, and why am I going through this, and then get into the muddy grubs and everything else that goes along with it. We've got to learn how to come to the Lord in times of trial and accept His will and know today, as Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, He prayed, not my will, but thine will be done. Now, if it was necessary for Jesus to pray that in the trial that He was facing, understand, in that place of prayer, there, as He was calling upon the Father, and He said, not my will, He was carrying the weight of sin of every person on His shoulders. He was going to lay down His life. He was going to give His life that we could have eternal life. Amen. We've got to know today to come to the Lord and realize that He has got a plan for our lives. So Paul shows us how we can take a difficult situation and turn it into something that is far better in our lives. There are three areas where growth can occur when we steward our trials. Let me give them to you quickly today. First is, in the trials, God's first work is humility. Now, I know that's not one you're going to jump up and say, "Whoo, praise God! Amen about." Often we think more of ourselves than we maybe should. We kind of fall in love with ourselves sometimes, don't we? We think we're the best thing since white sliced bread and a bag of Lay's chips on the side and a Coca-Cola to go with it. Amen. What you talking about? Paul said, unless, oh, don't forget to throw in the rice cake. It used to be a peanut butter sandwich. Sam, we got to try this. I was thinking about it this past week. We eat rice cakes. We don't use light bread. We use rice cakes. Yeah. Put peanut butter on it about that thick. Oh, it is amazingly good. Sin, we have missed the most important part. We have left off the banunus. The bananas. Don't that sound good? Amen. Well, you're not getting one this morning, so forget it. Amen. So Paul said, unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelations, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. So God allowed a great trial in Paul's life. It just seemed like Paul had a trial after a trial after a trial, but he did this to work humility in Paul's life. Understand this. Paul was given a thorn in the flesh. We don't know what it was. We don't know if it was physical, emotional. We don't know whatever it may have been. But the Bible said he had a thorn in his flesh. So he was given this. And let's just equate that thorn in the flesh to a trial. He was going through a difficult time. We don't know the identity of the trial, but it would appear, in some instance, it would appear to be some type of a physical trial that he was going through. So Paul tells us about a physical infirmity that was allowed in his life that he was facing and going through. That wasn't just in this the presence of the trial, but there was also, and we always are looking today for the presence and why we're in it, but there's a purpose in the trial. There's a purpose that God's trying to work in your life. God had a purpose in the trial that He had for Paul. He was a mighty man of God. You read his story. You read scripture after scripture about this great man of God who was transformed into a child of God on the Damascus Road. And how that God changed his life, who had persecuted Christians and had Christians put to death as the head of the Sanhedrin court. And then God changed his heart. And see, when God changes your heart, He'll change your life. And when God changes your life, He changes your priorities and your focus. And He changes your mind. And He changes everything about you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You can be new in Christ today. You can have a new life. You can be mightily blessed of the Lord. God can do a mighty work in your life if today you will let Him do those things that He desires to do. So realizing this today, we may not know the extent of the purpose of the burden that we're facing today, but be assured of this, God makes no mistakes. Amen. So it doesn't matter what people may think of you. You remember Job, as I was telling you about, in his life, three friends came to him and said, "Hey, dude, what went wrong, man? What did you do? to get God mad at you. See, that's the human thinking of people. Job was a righteous man. He served God. But see, God knew what he was made of. And God knows what you're made of. He knows greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. And he knows when you're facing these trials, you can lean on him and he'll bring you through. So even when people, I mean, they talk trash talk about you and everything else, and I don't know why they did what they did and whatever, whatever. But folks, I'm going to tell you right now, God does not let things come into your life just because you have done something bad, and he will do that. But sometimes people who are living righteous and holy lives face difficult places. And that's why we've just got to say, God, I don't know the purpose, but I've got enough faith. I can reach out and I can lean on you and trust you that you're going to work everything to your benefit and to your blessing and to your good and to your glory. And I know that in the process, you're going to bring some good into my life. You're going to grow me. You're going to strengthen me. You're going to bring me through this today. So the purpose of Paul was really, it was a humbling experience. And you know what? Maybe God's working in our life to do an humbling experience. He humbles us to make us totally dependent upon him. You can't do nothing. But folks, by God's grace and help, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you today. Amen. So we are depending upon it today, and we should be living for the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't mix today an humbling experience with a self-pity experience. God's not about your self-pity. God's not about somebody feeling sorry for you. God's about delivering you. And as long as you stay in self-pity, you're going to stay there. And if you want out of what you're in, you've got to rise up and believe God and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. The reason some of us depend, stay depressed, down, defeated, is because we are not permitting the Lord to work in our lives. I'm not today saying we don't have struggles, and I'm not saying that our struggles don't produce depression. But God didn't say put your tent, drive your stakes in and camp out there and fire up the fire because you're going to be there the rest of your life. That's not what God's saying. God has never wanted you to put your tent down in anything permanent in this world anyway. The only permanence that you have in your life is your relationship to Him. Hallelujah. So therefore today, in that process today, you've got to realize He can't use just some of you. He's got to use all of you. And so therefore, there's the presence of the trial, there's the purpose of the trial that we're in, but also there's a pathway of the trial. Realizing this day, the pathway of Paul's trial was from the devil himself. We're facing an adversary. And I'm going to tell you, the more that you seek to live for the Lord, the more intense he's going to be to try to oppress, defeat, and discourage you. So the devil was trying to discourage Paul. Do you feel discouraged this morning? Let me tell you, that didn't come from God. That comes from the devil. God may have permitted the trial, but you know what? God will get you through the trial. But this is no place to get down, defeated, and depressed. And this is no place to set up camp in the place of self-pity today. You know, we've got to understand, all fiery trials are Father-filtered. Amen. God still has His hand on the thermostat. And He'll bring you through what you're in. So He filters every trial that you're going through. He knows every heartbreak that you experience. He knows every struggle that you're facing. But hallelujah, it is God who brings you through those things.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.